The sparkly necklace. Carolina just wanted to keep the necklace a little longer. By Carolina Marin, based on a true story. This story took place in Argentina. Carolina skipped across the yard. Her friend Isabella was outside. Isabella waved.
Come and play.
Carolina crossed the yard to Isabella's house. Isabella reached into her pocket.
I want to show you something,
she said. Then she pulled out the most beautiful necklace Carolina had ever seen. The little jewels were so sparkly and bright.
It's my mama's. She said I could play with it today. Look at it in the sun.
Isabella held the necklace up to the light. Hundreds of rainbows reflected off the jewels. It was so beautiful.
Now let's play hide and seek.
Okay,
said Carolina.
I can keep the necklace safe.
Thank you.
Isabella handed Carolina the necklace, and Carolina put it in her pocket. Soon it was time for Carolina to go home. When she said goodbye, Isabella didn't ask about the necklace. She must have forgotten, and Carolina did not remind her. Carolina felt a little bad for taking the necklace home, but she wanted to keep it just a little longer. She ignored the bad feeling and put the necklace under her pillow. The next day was Saturday. Carolina did her chores and went outside to play. She forgot all about the necklace.
Carolina,
Papa called.
Can you come here?
Carolina ran inside.
Yes?
Papa held the necklace in his hand.
Mama found this under your pillow. Whose is it?
It's Isabella's.
Tears welled up in Carolina's eyes.
I was keeping it safe in my pocket while we played yesterday, but then I decided to take it home.
Mama sat down with Carolina on the couch.
Thank you for telling the truth. What do you think you should do now?
Carolina was quiet. She thought about Jesus. He would want her to be honest and return the necklace.
I should give it back to Isabella and tell her I'm sorry,
Carolina said. As soon as she said it, the bad feeling was gone. She felt warm inside. Carolina went to Isabella's house.
Hi,
Carolina said. She handed Isabella the necklace.
I'm sorry I kept this. Will you forgive me?
Yes,
Isabella said.
Thanks for bringing it back.
Then she smiled.
Want to play hide and seek again?
Yes, you count first. I'll go hide.
That night, Carolina said a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me for keeping the necklace, and thank you for helping me to make it right. Carolina felt the warm feeling again. She was glad she could do what Jesus would want her to do.
I can repent. We all make wrong choices sometimes, but because of Jesus Christ and his atonement, we can change and make things right. This is called repenting. When we repent, we say sorry to those we hurt. We try to fix the mistake. We pray for forgiveness. We do our best to not make that wrong choice again. Then we can be forgiven and feel peace from Heavenly Father.